This is Madison Watson and Jamie Marar for Archive Ooliga.
Today we'll be recording a speech presented by Carolyn Stewart that was originally done by her aunt Maureen Parks to the Claremore Genealogical Society in 2001.
Well, this will be it. And I'm reading this word for word of how she would have presented it. I want to thank you for inviting me tonight. Louise asked for someone to give you some history of the town of Ooliga, our historical society and museum. Of course, we at the Ooliga Historical Society never miss an opportunity to share information about our little town and our museum, so here it is. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I was born Maureen Denny in the front bedroom of my parents' home in Ooliga 81 years ago. My grandfather, C.C. Denny, had arrived at Ooliga Indian Territory in 1889 from the southwest Missouri when my father, Urban Denny, was only 11 years old. The family rented Indian land adjoining the Clem Rogers Ranch from Grandma Mayfield, who was a Cherokee Indian. They lived on this land till 1901. When my grandfather built a house and a barn in town. The old home, the old Denny home, is still there, as well as one of my father's that he built in 1910. In the Indian Territory days, Ooliga had been a town in Kooyskooyee District of the Cherokee Nation since 1889, when the first train came through on the Iron Mountain Railroad switch. The Indian Nation town site law provided for a town every 6 miles on the railroad, and a scholarly Cherokee statesman by the name of William P. Ross chose the name Ooliga for one of the stations on the newly built railroad. Sources differ on the name's meaning. One source reports Ooliga means clouds. Another record the meaning as cloudy weather. Another source indicates Ooliga was the name for a Cherokee chief, Dark Cloud, who may have been a Cherokee warrior named Ooliga, and was a member of the band of warriors which defeated the Osages at Claremore Mound. So whether Ooliga means clouds, cloudy weather, or dark cloud may never be resolved. Ooliga's first post office was established in 1891. Townsite laws were in full operation, but town lots were sold only to citizens of Cherokee Nation. And Ed Sunday, a Cherokee, became the first mayor and opened the first business. Ranchers and farmers had settled in this area from the Burgess River on the east and all the way to the Caney River on the west. Ooliga grew as a result of three main industries: ranching, coal, and wheat. Prominent ranchers were Clem Rogers, Charlie McClellan, Ed Sunday, and Frank Musgrove. Ed Sunday discovered coal, and Clem Rogers was known as the Wheat King, with a record crop in 1895 of 13,000 bushels. Ooliga emerged as a coal mining boom town around 1900, and the Bank of Ooliga opened in 1904. Statehood arrived in 1907, and by 1910, Ooliga had grown to a community of 400 people. In 1925, the public service company ran what we called the High Line to Ooliga, and electricity was available for the first time. By 1928, there was an active chamber of commerce, and Ooliga's hometown boy, Will Rogers, had left his father's ranch to become the famous Hollywood star, comedian, humorist, and writer of homespun philosophy, for which we all remember Will Rogers today. In the 1930s, the town was feeling the effects of the Depression, and many of the general stores and businesses closed. But the closing felt the most by the town was the bank closing. And it was August 1935 when we learned of the death of Will Rogers. The 40s brought up World War II years, and the 50s, the Korean War. So Ooliga's growth as a town didn't continue. However, by the 60s, Ooliga began to prosper due to two facilities. The Public Service Company of Oklahoma built its northeast station at Ullagaw, at the Ullagaw Lake Dam, and the Ullagaw Lake Dam was completed, and Ullagaw has grown constantly since the 60s. Possibly the most significant event in Ullagaw's growth was the opening of the Lakeside State Bank in 1976. Ullagaw's business district expanded through the 80s like the old-timers could not believe. We had a doctor, a dentist, optometrist, an insurance agency, supermarket, school of dance, our newspaper, the Ullagaw Lake Leader, a funeral home, a new post office building, and numerous other businesses. But most importantly, it was the beginning of a safe lift to Ullagaw's main street, Kooeyskooey Avenue, and the old downtown area of Ullagaw. Under the creative guidance of Wanda Sanders, many old buildings were restored, and there was an overall restoration of downtown. We think that historic downtown Ullagaw has become a place to list with pride in any state tourism brochure, and we invite each of you to pay us a visit. It was about this time in 1987 that the Chamber of Commerce suggested we needed a historical society, and $5 of each chapter member's dues would go to the historical society. That was our beginning. The purpose of our historical society was to preserve the history of the Ullagaw area, and we would like to think we are doing this. When we organized in 1987, it was evident that we would need a place to house artifacts from the area. One of our pioneer citizens donated a little building which had been a grocery store and millinery shop and had been on our main street since around 1901. Another family contributed the finances for restoration of the building, and this became our museum, our home base for our historical society. We put an item in our paper asking people to bring items to the historical significance. Well, would you believe the amount of artifacts that were donated? So it became apparent that the small room would not be adequate to house all the artifacts that they were being donated. So a member of our pioneer families made a generous contribution to add space. A large exhibit hall was added, as well as a restroom, a kitchen and snow cone area, office space, and a meeting room. We now share our office space with the Chamber of Commerce. They have one half day employees, and we have two ladies who work a half a day each. We also have members, volunteers, who keep the museum open on Saturdays from 10 to 2. We're closed on Sundays. Our exhibits are grouped by themes: farm and ranch, military school, home, military, school, home, childhood, Will Rogers, newspaper, business, and town government. The original small room is now a reception area and is decorated as a Victorian front parlor and features photographs and items from pioneer Ullagaw families. Our exhibits feature artifacts that reflect everyday life from the late 1800s to the present day. We also have some early tax records and other books for research. Our Ullagaw Historical Society has numerous projects since it was opened in 1987. One of the earliest was to sell snow cones. This was proven to be a very profitable project. We sell snow cones from April 1st to October 1st, and some of us old-timers can't believe the number of kids who line up at our snow cone window on hot Oklahoma days to pay a dollar for a cup of shaved ice with their choice of flavoring. We have many different flavors. In 1988, we undertook a major project. We put together a history of Ullagaw, our first 100 years. We spent almost 2 years obtaining information, pictures, and publishing. It was the history of Ullagaw from 1890 to 1990, and we sold 500 copies. This was an interesting and profitable project. I've bought one of our history books so you can see how it may be of interest to families working for genealogy. Now, this is the book. For several months, we placed requests in the newspaper asking for family histories and had an excellent response. The book includes the town history, churches, cemeteries, organizations, schools, financial institutions, fire protection, law and order, medical care, transportation, Lake Ulagaw, and family histories. 347 family histories are represented in the book. Yours may be one of them. Of course, one of these Ulagaw families was Will Rogers' family, and Ulagaw takes pride in being able to tell the world that he was born in Ulagaw, Indian Territory, although when he became a movie star, he told people that he was from Claremore because he said no one but an Indian could pronounce Ulagaw. When Will Rogers was killed in 1935, Ulagaw's Chamber of Commerce began plans for a monument to be placed in his memory, and just before his birthday, in November of 1936, a monument that you can see today was placed by the side of the replica of his birthplace at the intersection of Highway 169 and Cooey Scooey Avenue. And that's our main street out here. It was a big day for Ulagaw when they dedicated this monument. The city mayor had built the monument, and he was a carpenter and a stonemason. And according to Ulagaw Oozing, our local paper at the time, over 1,500 people attended. I remember the day so well. I was a senior in high school and helped unveil the monument. The OMA band from Claremore, which was then Oklahoma Military Academy, furnished music, and Will Rogers' sister, Sally McSpadden, gave a talk. Some of the other projects we had were selling hand-ground cornmeal and raffling quilts. We also have a gift shop in one of our areas of the museum where you can purchase Ulagaw memorabilia. I've brought samples of several of these for you to see. Probably our most daring project was in 1992 when we started planning for a life-size bronze sculpture of Will Rogers watering his favorite horse, Comanche, at the town pump to be called the Cherokee Kid. The handout I passed out gives you all those details. Marion Clark, a retired Ulagaw teacher and president of the Historical Society, suggested the concept, and $16,000 was pledged the first day. The project had broken the $100,000 goal by the unveiling day on August 12, 1995, 60 years after Rogers' tragic death. We sell limited edition bronze miniatures of the sculpture. For $1,000, a donor received a 10-inch bronze miniature. For $5,000, a donor received a 13-inch bronze miniature. We continue to sell these miniatures, and the project has been successful. You can visit our museum and see these miniatures and also the life-size sculpture in a square by the museum. In 1999, we began another project, which was become an annual moneymaker, a calendar. I've brought samples for you to see. We sell advertising to cover printing costs, and each year we have a different theme. They sell for $3, and the first year we sold 300. Our theme has been, in 1999, Pioneers of Ulagaw, which included the first mayor, first postmaster, an early newspaper editor, our first marshal, the city tax collector, an early day doctor, the livery stable operator, rancher, banker, mercantile store owner, real estate and loans, farm implements and buggies, millinery shop, druggist, and barber. In 2000, our theme was Early Schools of Ulagaw, always an important part of the history of the community. Also, we won the Outstanding Publication Award from the Ulagaw Museum Association on this calendar, and we sold 500. In 2001, our theme was The Road to Ulagaw, relating stories, pictures, and history and of the highways through Ulagaw. We sold 400. Work on the calendar project starts in June, and they're ready for distribution and sale by November. The Historical Society has filled an important need in our community by working with the Town Council and Chamber of Commerce to keep the town of Ulagaw attractive and by keeping the museum open for tourists. We continue to collect artifacts from the area and maintain the gift shop with books, mugs, caps, t-shirts, etc. I brought several of the items and I've displayed them on the table here for you to see. Feel free to ask questions and please visit with us. Bring your friends and tell others about us. Thank you.